everyone, and welcome to my show. My name is Michael Goger. I am returning from a little bit of a, I wish I could say a vacation, but it was, I lost my beautiful, loving wife of 37 years. I lost her on November 2nd. She passed away in her sleep, and I know a lot of my listeners have talked to her here or there in chat or on the phone or were even friends with her over the last 15 years in here. So she had a lot of friends, and the outpouring of love was overwhelming. It was just, I got all the cards, I got the donations. I know you haven't heard from me at all. Probably Shay was doing most of the announcing and talking for me. Shay, while I'm thanking everybody, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I couldn't have handled it in here. I probably would have just unplugged everything and freaked out. So Shay kept it all together in here and kept everybody well posted and spearheaded a drive that enabled me to go a month without working and or earning an income. And also my daughter was helped by it, where she didn't have to go and work for 2 weeks. We were able to take care of our family, our grandsons, our two little beautiful grandsons. They were so close to my wife that it was a major, major undertaking dealing with it all. So I just wanted to let everybody know that everything was received, appreciated, and thank you. I can't thank you enough. We are going to build a memorial at my website. It won't be on the front page, but there'll be a link to a memorial to my wife, Norma. Her name was Norma Jean Goger. So, and she was 52 when she passed. She was very young. It was way too young. Way too young to go. And we're going to build a memorial there where people could see her. I'm hoping to have her MySpace and Facebook and a spot where we can do an offering to keep the radio dream alive. I would like to ask and allow people to offer to give an offering if you so choose or be moved to. Because in a lot of ways she was the founder and creator and owner of Michael Goger and Going Within and everything that I have been connected to in here. She started it 13 years ago with a Yahoo group. I didn't even know how to use a mouse yet, basically, and she was already planning on me becoming a an attraction, so to speak, with my abilities. So she deserves a memorial, and it shall be, and it shall be at my website, and people will be able to go there and spend some time with her and, like I said, make an offering to keep us going, to keep, for new, I need new equipment. I need all different types of expenses while I'm doing this. I got to earn a living, too, so it's befitting, and it belongs there, and I just wanted to let everybody know that's what the next step is going to be. I will be doing my blog talk show Wednesday night, 6:30. I'll have my co-host with me, Irene Massielmo. She's an astrologer, author, a little bit of everything, and a very interesting co-host. So that'll be a good show. Stop in Wednesday night. We'll talk more. Gosh, there's so much I want to say. There's so many people I want to thank. My mind is, it's been 20 days already, and It seems like it was yesterday, and it's been 20 days since I have lost her. And it's, I always thought I knew what pain was, and now I know what pain is. I always thought I did know what it was. And I always thought I knew what loneliness was, and now I know what loneliness is. You can be lonely in a crowd. And so it's been quite a journey and a lot of lessons involved and attached to it all. So bear with me. I'm not replying to anything on purpose, basically. I have opened up my my practice, my shingle. I hung my shingle out. My window is open. I'm already booked for 2 weeks, so if you are interested in a private session, email me at michael_gogren1@yahoo.com, and we'll arrange a private session. Very fair fee, $25 for a half-hour phone session. I don't do hours. I only offer one half-hour on the phone. And that's $25, and you can use PayPal. Also, what else is up and cooking? The guest thing, we're going to be putting guests together. I know there's been so many requests to be on the show. I stand by, and we will be dabbling and putting together our guest lineup. We would like to have guests on both shows, so. What else is happening? I thank Shay. Shay, again, I want to thank you again on air and on the archive and forever and ever. Without you in here, this show, what I'm doing now, would not have been possible. I would have lost it and just sat in the park feeding pigeons, I think. So thank you for keeping all of this together, and I deeply appreciate you. I love you like a sister. And I knew there was a reason our friendship came together so many years ago. 6 years ago it's been, I think, six or seven. There's so many people out there I need to thank, and I just know that I'm thanking you now, and you'll probably get a thank you card in the mail or an email or later on down the road, but for now, I couldn't have done it without you. You guys really pulled me through. I thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. So, and if you're new to the show, I am a psychic medium. I come in here once a week, every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I do readings for the listening audience. And I enjoy doing it, and it's from the heart. And some people say I'm pretty good. So if there are any callers and the boss is listening, I can jump into a reading now, or I can just keep on talking about myself. I didn't even get the number out there. My God, we got toll-free. USA and Canada. Toll-free USA and Canada, 888-815-9756. That's toll-free USA and Canada. There are several other lines that I believe you, there's a fee. And if you have a plan, don't be afraid to use them. They're listed at the website. I'll get one out right now. One of the lines is 530-327-7602. It's one of the paid lines. So if you'd like to get a little bit of a reading, don't be afraid to call. Give me a ring. I had something important in my head and it just flew out. Flies in, flies out. So I was just going to tell you something about the website. My website's always under construction, so allow it to load. It's a big site, and all of my links are connected to it. You can get to my Facebook, MySpace, my Yahoo group, my Facebook group, and you can also listen to the live broadcast here from BDS Radio. We broadcasted at my website live. And you can also listen to the last archive, the last show that was done at BDS Radio. Ooh, baby. What was that?
Sorry, I'm
that sounded like you came in on a Star Trek, like you beamed, like you beamed in.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that they were going to bring me in right when I'm
sneezing. Welcome to the show.
Not good. Hi, nice meeting you.
Hello.
Nice to... Hi, can you hear me?
Hi. Wow.
Michael?
I wonder if that was a spirit guide. That might have been a spirit guide or some type of paranormal phenomenon.
Oh, no, you can't hear
me. Is there a call, Don? Oh, are you holding any calls? If you got calls, let them come through.
Hello?
Ah, I just took a drink of tea. That felt so good.
Weird.
Hi. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Are you able to hear me?
Welcome to the show. Can you hear me good?
Yeah, I don't feel like you can hear me.
I can hear you now. What is your first name?
Oh, it's Lisa.
Teresa?
Lisa.
Lisa.
Yeah.
Lisa, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You were too close to the phone, or you were in front of your computer, maybe.
Oh,
and it was interfering. So Lisa, welcome to the show.
Hi, Michael. I'm really sorry to hear about what happened with your wife.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I think it's amazing that you're still working and doing the show. I appreciate that you're still available to people, even during your own personal crises.
Wow. Oh. I'm getting a lot of interference, Lisa. I don't know if it's my phone or your phone. What a shame.
I guess I'll just make the question quick. I was just calling in regards to whether or not you could see into work or love life for me, whichever one doesn't matter.
Okay. What part of the world are you calling from, Lisa?
California.
California? Very good. Now you want me to look, you're concerned about career and finances, right? Because that's what I'm hearing with spirit, too. I probably would have went right to it myself. Are you waiting to hear about a job or a settlement of some kind?
Work, a job, yes.
A job, okay. I feel like within the week you... are hired, or you get called in, or you get hired. But there's something else. There was something else coming to you, some kind of a windfall. I don't know. Does somebody owe you money, or are you trying for a loan?
No, but I do make money off its passive income, and sometimes it comes in big amounts, and sometimes it comes in smaller amounts.
Okay. Because I just feel like... from what I'm hearing from Spirit is, I would say by the end of the year, you're doing very well. You're doing very well financially, so I wouldn't worry too much about finances. I feel like I get the job. I feel very business-like with this, like professional office. Are you a business administrator or a business office?
No, I'm actually an actor, but I'm very, meticulous when it comes to what I do. I'm very left-brained,
okay.
I guess.
Okay, now you're an actress, you said?
Yes.
Okay. This, it could be, it could be in the industry, so, and connected to that. So, you know, don't think that it's just a secretary somewhere else. This could be something connected to entertainment. And
yeah.
I feel like it's going to be connected to, I want to say props or clothing or design or, design. And there's going to be a female, a very powerful female, has a lot of influence. And, you may, be brought into contact with her through this job.
Hmm.
So to speak. So you may be an actress, but you may be working with a woman that supplies, say, all the costumes for half of Hollywood. Who knows? You know what I mean? That type of a thing.
Got
so,
you.
You know, I feel like the money is good, and it is connected to arts and entertainment. So keep your fingers crossed. I feel really good about it. What is the job you're waiting for? An acting job?
Yeah, there's several of them, so we'll see what happens.
Okay, so you're waiting for, what's it, a movie or a TV show?
It's mostly commercials.
What, commercial?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm, interesting.
But it could be TV, you never know.
Yeah, this is something else. Do you have any other... I feel good with the commercial, like I get it, but I do feel like I'm getting called for interviews. You have anything else out there, resumes?
Yeah, I mean, I've been going out on interviews for like the last, two or three weeks.
Okay, so because within the next 6 weeks, you have something steady.
Oh,
and,
great.
And I feel like it's a good job. It's an income producer, so.
That's good to
and,
know.
Yeah, so I'll leave you with that. I hope it helped you
great.
A little bit anyway.
Yeah, it did. I appreciate it.
Okay. Good luck with everything.
Thanks so much.
All righty. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, everybody, if you're just joining the show, you're listening to the Michael Goger Show, and Michael Goger is doing psychic readings for the listening audience. If, yeah, I guess you say it's psychic readings. I don't like labels anymore or like psychic medium, you know what I mean? I just, I like the word intuitive more for some reason. I believe, but then again, if you're going into spirit communication or, angelic or extraterrestrial, mediumship would be, I believe, needed. So it has to be brought in somewhere along the line. So I guess I am a psychic medium doing readings on BBS. And if you'd like a reading, give me a ring. Excuse me, I just wanted to clear my throat. Another thing I would like to get out there is that all the four co-hosts that I do have at Blog Talk, they're all professionals in their fields, and they've been doing it for a very long time. So if you're fortunate enough to get a reading from these ladies, you're getting high-end, high-quality reading from a professional that's been doing it for anywhere from 20 to some of them 40 years. So. And these girls know what they're talking about. They're very good at what they do. And I would like to bring them over here one at a time and introduce them to everybody, the BBS audience, and allow them to enjoy themselves working with me here. And it has a different feel. It's a big difference between BBS radio and, say, Blog Talk. It's whole different type of a ball game. If you are at my website, it's everything on the left hand side is all of my material. Everything on the right, we have a chapel that we're very proud of, and people will go in and leave prayers and ask for prayers. So if you know somebody or you're in need of a prayer, please do stop in there and leave your request. Be discreet. You don't have to leave too much information. I believe first names are enough, really, in spirit. That's all I need, really, is the first name. Hi, caller.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Good. What part of the world are you calling from?
Canada.
Canada?
Canada.
Canada. I don't say it right, do I? Canada. I had a friend say to me, he goes, you say Canada wrong. And I said, well, I got a speech defect. I got a slight defect. Yeah, so I blame it on that.
That's an American thing.
Yeah. What's your first name?
So how you making out?
I'm doing all right,
good.
Buddy.
Excellent.
And I'm doing okay considering. And if it wasn't for people like your wife, I would have lost my mind.
Yeah, I believe that, because I've been with her going on 20 years now, and I think I would have lost my mind if I didn't have her. So.
Yeah. She was a big help to me. She was like the second phone call.
Yeah,
I think she was, and that was you, when she wasn't even there.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So,
yeah. And I'd like to introduce you to everybody, whoever's listening. This is Shailene's husband, Neil. And he's a great guy. Smart guy. Good conversationalist.
Thank you very much.
And interesting, too. Interesting man. You,
in what kind of way?
I'm buttering you up.
Yeah, right.
Who's handier, you or Shay?
Handier?
Yeah, with handier with tools.
Me, for sure.
Yeah? She can do everything, though, I'll tell you. She's like I call her Ben Franklin.
Yeah.
She does...
She's good at organizing stuff. Unbelievable what she can do.
Oh yeah. And
she's organized things from here that happened on the other side of the country or down in California or somewhere. It's amazing what she does.
Yeah, she's good. She's a good girl. She was a blessing in my life, both of you as well. Neil, let's see what we got for you, bud. Let's go in blind. Let's see what they got.
Those are usually the best ones.
Yeah, those are the best ones. I'll tell you, family. All of a sudden, I'm worried about family, but I feel like it's a moaning, a groaning, and a tug of war, almost like they're bickering with each other for some reason. It's either Shay or your family.
Yeah, it sounds more like Shay's family.
There's some kind of a bickering going on. But they seem to get it under control and get a grip on it. I sent it around the mom for some reason. I don't know why they're giving me mom. How is your mom? Is your mom all right? Everything going okay there?
Yeah, she seems to be fine.
She's
Dad's had a few near-death experiences, but he's doing pretty good right now.
Yeah. Is she going to visit you, a visit from Mom?
I hope not. I don't know.
Be prepared. I just got a feeling that, but she's taking care of your dad, though, right? Your dad can't travel.
No, dad's good. Dad comes and visits a lot.
Oh, okay. All right, because I just feel like Mom's going to stop in for a visit, or there's going to be... the family or friends from the past, something from the past coming at you and connecting with your friends, family, reunion.
I got quite a tainted past. I don't know if I want anybody coming to haunt me from the past.
A family reunion. A family reunion, I keep hearing. Or a gathering or a get-together. And is there no major, like, anniversaries or something like that coming up?
No, just my wedding anniversary just went by.
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, but now I tell you, Mom and Dad had a 50th anniversary last summer, but we never had the party because I was on the road. So that could be something that might happen.
I wonder if that's maybe they're thinking something like that, because I feel like it's a big gathering and there's a lot of people you haven't seen in years there, you know what I mean? One of those things. But be prepared for somebody that that is in your path and knows if you or want to contact you or does contact you. There may be a business heir to this too, or work involved with this. A friend or a connection from the past, somebody you worked with in the past, bringing you some money. So keep that in mind. And there is an air of real estate with this and property matters. So I don't know if it's the real estate here or a real estate thing or
I guess
it's
not coming up in the new year.
Yeah, you know, I gotta. A job, I'm telling you right now, I feel a job offer. Or somebody wanting to do something with you. Do this with me and we can make some money. Or it's an out and out job offer. So, and it's not too far away either. It's probably 3 to 5 weeks down the road with this. Mm. I feel good with it too. Like, you're tempted to do it. Almost like you got freedom, and it's your type of a job.
Right.
So, and it's like I said before, it may be connected to somebody you knew in the past.
I wonder if it's instead of a job owner, it's more of a business opportunity. I mean, you know me; I have a fairly short attention span when it comes to working somewhere. So I really need to do my own thing, you know.
It could very well be a business opportunity. Very well a business opportunity. Almost like somebody wants to start something, and he wants you in on it because of your know-how and your abilities, and they worked with you before. So, or they did this with you before. So, we'll see what happens. I feel good about it, too. Like it brings in some extra cash for you. You're happy with it. It's one of those things where it's, keeps you busy and you're very interested in what he's got to say.
Right.
And were you wondering about anything? Any questions or anything on your mind?
No, I haven't been. I've been more worried about you than anything. I haven't been thinking about myself too much at all, to be honest with you.
Well, I know you have.
I'm glad you're doing well.
I appreciate it, buddy. I appreciate you calling. I really do. I believe good things are coming. You know, not only for you. I'm hearing that for you, and I believe somewhere along the line, I'll get back to normal as best as possible.
Yeah, you know, if there's such thing as normal, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if you ever get over it. Really, I don't know. I watch so many people go through it, and then when it happens to you, it's a whole different ballgame, you know?
Yeah, so, I mean, I've seen people older, I mean, you know, quite a bit older than us, that they've gone through it, and they seem to have moved on almost immediately,
right.
And it seemed kind of eerie to me that they would move on that quickly, but some people just, you know, they have to have to have somebody, I guess. They can't be alone.
Right.
I mean, like Carol and I are very much like you and Norma. I mean, so I mean, I can't even imagine, you know, what
it was. You know, I think, you know, seeing that we were together for the 37 years, that's a long time.
Yeah,
it really is, to be right alongside somebody, side by side, and
never been without them, never, you know.
Yeah. So. But I would like to.
So I don't want to depress. I don't want to depress everybody. So we, we should.
Sometimes some of the best therapy is talking things out, and lend it out that way. So that's what's
it sounds like. You know, yourself surrounded by a lot of good people. I mean, you know, people are you know, generous, and they're offering condolences either on the phone or online or stopping by. So I mean, you know, you've got some people around you.
Yes. And I got my two grandsons, and
that
right there is that keeps me busy all day.
Yeah,
you know, my two grandsons, and then
and that's reason enough to go on. Like, you know, don't sit around at night asking, you know, what's the point? Well, there's the point right there. Look at their picture on the mantle and say, yep, that's the point right there.
Yep, she'd want me to go on and take care of the grandsons. So, and plus keep doing what I'm doing in here. Because she had a lot of faith in it that someday it may go big enough where it could help a lot of people, you know.
Well, in the last 10 years, look how many people you've helped, and then in your time of need, it came back to you tenfold. I mean, you know, everybody was so wonderful around you, so people appreciate what you do.
Right.
You know, some may not, but more do than not, I think.
Yeah, and some, you know, you do what you can in a situation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but I appreciate everything, even every phone call, every card, every hug. You know, I appreciate it.
Sometimes, you know, for people, it's hard to know what to do when something like this happens. Even your closest friends, they don't know, you know, should I give them some space or should I, you know, smother them with love? You know, what do you do?
Right.
And I guess there's no real answer to it. You just sort of have to be there and be supportive and let that person know.
You know, as long as I've been doing this, I have been through it with, I can safely say 1,000 people that have just lost someone, and I was there for, and I was helping them, you know, and now I know why. I was learning too, you know.
Well, I tell you, it's bad to say, but it's certainly an elite club to be in, because there's nothing that can even compare to that kind of tragedy, you know.
Very true, very true. But I thank you for calling, buddy.
All right, pal. I'll be talking to you again.
I appreciate it. Tell everybody I said hi. Thank you. And I think I got a call awaiting, so maybe I'll do another reading. And good luck with everything, Neil.
All right, pal.
Okay, buddy. Thank you. And you're listening to the Michael Goger Show. Is there a caller?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Michael?
Welcome
this
to the show.
This is Jamila, and I spoke to you, I don't know, probably 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I was telling you about the situation with my home, and you telling me that I just got to let it go and move on with something else, so I wasn't going to be able to keep it. Well, that was the truth. So I'll give testimony there. And the reason why I'm calling today is that I have found another place about 150 miles from the old location, and I just kind of want to know what my guides and the angels are saying about this place. I have a really good feeling, but, you know, I don't think my judgment's real good at this point, because I thought this was a really great place 4 years ago, too, and it turned out to be real lousy.
So now you're wondering if the new place is going to be a happy place.
Right. I'm wondering if this particular building, and I'm wanting to expand and try a different business in correlation with what I've been doing for 40 years, but, you know, seek out new horizons.
Right, right, and you definitely are, and you will. I do feel like your new place is going to be very happy and very productive. I feel like you're going to meet other people that are into the same thing you're into, and that you may wind up networking with them or joining forces with them. I feel like they're both female, but two females and a male.
Okay.
And I'm also feeling that I would say give it until you're just moving in now and setting up, right? So
right.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at either way. I mean, you're looking at, I would say, 2 months before the dust settles and you're really running full steam ahead, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So
that's why I asked the owner of the building for 2 months to get it going. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because...
well, you're pretty perceptive there.
yeah, that's what I'm hearing, 2 months. And that's because I love it so much, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and I'm doing it for
free. So they're telling you that this is the right place, the right move for me, the right location then?
I am definitely hearing that for you. Definitely hearing
that's
that.
That's what I felt too. It was like everything that I wanted is just falling in place with this particular place.
Yes, it
Let me throw this at you real quick. I got 15,000 square feet for 700 a month.
Nice. And the one thing I would put a lot of energy into would be advertising and networking and marketing. Marketing and advertising. Put a lot of energy there. Okay. And I would also say that, I keep hearing go ahead on the property. Go ahead on the property. Were you going to buy even more property or do something with property, sell it or buy more or?
Yeah, I have a building I'm trying to sell because that would be my finances to put this other place together. And I'm having a heck of a time selling this building.
I see. Okay, I believe that's what they're talking about. That this
that's
is happening, isn't it? I believe that's what they're trying to tell me. That this building is going to go, it may go by the end of the year, or you may even get something, an interest phone call, by the end of November even, within the next 10 days.
Okay.
Yeah, there is some interest in this, or a phone call, or somebody contacts you about it.
Well, I'm having people contact, but they can't seem to put the money in their hands.
Yeah, I got a feeling this time you get lucky with it.
Okay.
I really do. I really do. I feel good with it. I feel like
there's a new endeavor that I want to add to the working in the pet industry. I'm going to branch out into retail and do an antique mall where people, rent booths from me since I have so many square feet, and that's what the place used to be.
Right.
They say it was full a couple of years ago. So, I wanted to expand. I've always wanted to do something like that.
Right.
So they're telling you that this is a go for me.
Yeah. Do you have any relatives or friends that are interested in what you're doing right now?
Do I have any relatives that do what?
Relatives or friends that have an interest in what you're doing. They'd like to be involved.
You mean in a financial interest or just?
You do?
No, not really.
No. You're going to wind up with somebody being very interested in what you're doing. They're going to want to.
In a good way or a bad way?
In a good way. And they're going to want to network with you. Okay.
Okay.
And I feel like they have advertising and marketing abilities. So, pay attention to anything like that develops. Okay.
Okay. You mean they're maybe wanting to do a partnership with me or something?
Anywhere from that to joining forces. You got this, I got that type thing.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
You know, bartering or joining forces, that type of a situation.
Okay.
Or going halves on something or a partnership of some kind. So be open to that.
Okay. All right.
And one other thing, I feel like I'm going somewhere. Are you going on a journey soon? Or?
Well, it's a journey to get there when I go.
Okay. Oh, good.
It's 150 miles from here, one way.
Oh, okay. So when you leave it?
Well, I don't can't really go with the animals until I have a place for them to be. So, I said, it's all hinging on getting this building sold to have the finances to put everything together.
Oh, okay. I see. Interesting. So
I've already signed the lease and, took care of all that financial aspect. But now I'm just waiting for money to come to start building.
Yeah. So you got to sell that building before you can do anything.
Correct.
Correct. Oh, boy. Okay. Now that changes things just a little bit here. Well, I do see an interest in the building. I really do.
Okay.
And I want to say there's an interest in the building with a possible sale. I would say 2.5 months. So, beginning to end. So keep your fingers crossed. Keep your fingers crossed on that. Somebody that knows you. Are you working with a real estater? Are you working with a real estater?
Am I working with who?
Is it in the hands of a real estater?
No, huh?
It's not. I feel like somebody that knows you or knows about the building has an interest in it. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I got a feeling they're going to, they want the building. They want the building. Somebody wants the building. They're going to come back with another offer or some kind.
Okay. I figured that come down a little.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody wants the building already. I could feel it. And they're going to come back and dicker back and forth, and you're eventually going to take the offer.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's how this is going to go down. I can feel it.
Okay.
So, and in the meantime, just...
I think I know who that probably is, too.
Yeah. They want it. They want the building. And,
yeah, he basically wants something for nothing.
they're keeping their eyes and ears open and peeled, and just keep dickering.
Yeah.
Just keep dickering with them, going back and forth, back and forth.
That's what I intend to do.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Michael.
Thank you for calling. Tell your friends about it.
All right. Bye bye.
I hope I helped you. Thank you. Blessings. God bless. If you're just joining, it's the Michael Goger Show at BBS Radio, back every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Hi, caller.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, welcome
Hello?
To the show. Hi. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Paula,
we must have a little bit of a delay.
There's a little bit of a lag.
Yeah, it's Ricky.
Ricky, welcome to the show.
Hey, I just had to call in and say
Thank you.
Thinking about you and calling in to be supportive.
I knew you were. I knew you were, Ricky, and I thank you, and I got your call.
You've been on my mind a lot, in my prayers.
Your gift. I know a lot of people were really worried about me and wondering what's going on. And we're doing the best we can. We were overwhelmed by everything. We really were.
I'm sure.
And, yeah, we're going to get the thank yous out there. I'm back. I got my shingle out there. I'm available for a private session. You're going to see more of me and a lot more of me, actually. Now I don't have my baby to sit and aggravate all night long, so I'll probably be doing readings. I'll aggravate everybody else in here. That's what I'm going to do.
There you go. My wife Norma
would say to me, can't you go on the computer and talk? You know? and that's what I'll do. I'll come in here and aggravate everybody. Just keep on talking. Ricky, anything I can help you with real quick? I know we're running low on time.
Whatever, if you can pull anything out that seems to be pressing.
What's coming up with anything or anything?
Yeah, just whatever.
What's that?
Anything that jumps out at you. Anything that jumps out at you would be fine.
Whatever comes out.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. Okay. Okay. Busy, I'm feeling with you. Busy. Work opportunity or business opportunity. Yeah. Did you just start something new or?
I just kind of got my steam back. I've been talking with my boyfriend's brother about his ideas for my business.
Yeah, and about business. I keep hearing business. I keep hearing business, 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 teaming up with somebody.
Yeah, I've really stepped things up.
Yeah, I keep hearing teaming up with this person has money or he's already in the business.
Yes.
Is that
true? He walks the walk.
Yeah, I feel like he is very established in business and that he can do a lot and he can bankroll for you.
Yep.
Also, so, and I feel like you, are you starting it already or you're just about to?
Well, I've been prepping my computer and designing flyers and then we're going there for Thanksgiving and we're going to sit down. We'll stay for a couple days and we'll sit down and hash some more things out.
Okay, because, I do feel that he's all about money. I really do. And that he can make you money. And that he's got some good ideas, so I would listen to what he says, and I feel like this guy thinks about nothing but expansion and creation and getting ahead and building, 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 building.
That's what he does for the company he works for.
Yeah, and he is really single-minded. And he wants to do his own things, too. And I believe you're going to be one of them, what you're into. He wants that to be his thing that he founded or he brought into the world and using you as a part of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that works for me.
Yeah. And meanwhile, you get the work and you get the gravy, and he's seeing his creation come to life. So, so it's a win-win thing, and I feel really
it's
good
a
about
win-win.
It.
Good,
with the,
awesome.
You know, with the meeting and everything.
Glad to hear your.
Yeah.
Glad to hear your input on that.
And by the end of the year, I feel like it's up and running, or you guys are moving quick on this, huh?
Oh, well.
I feel. I feel December being very, very active with it.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. So, did he ever give you an idea?
Yeah, he did, actually. He thinks that I'm charging way too little for my reports.
Right.
And wants to hook me up with someone who doesn't do the same thing I do, not iridology, but he's kind of in the natural health field, and he's in Las Vegas.
Right, right.
And he's in that circle, and he's very successful.
Well, did he give you an idea of, like, when you guys would join forces together and start like that?
Well, he just said that we're going to sit down and talk about it more over Thanksgiving, which is this week.
Okay.
So we're going to be there for 4 days, so we should have plenty of time to hash some things out.
Okay, because I feel like it comes to life in December. And
cool.
So you guys are going to give birth to it and then bring it to life. That's
good.
What you're going to do. So, and it's going to go well. It's going to be a moneymaker. And you're gonna feel uplifted and motivated and energized by it instead of burned out.
Good.
Yeah. I feel very solid with him. Upstanding,
great.
Solid, moral, fair, very fair, hard worker. Sometimes too hard.
Yeah.
But very fair too. So I think you got a good little connection there. I would listen to what he says.
Okay.
Okay.
I sure will.
Tell everybody that you see, I said thank you.
Oh, I will.
Because I know you're a veteran chatter and you're in there. And I'll be in there soon. I'm thinking about opening a chat room and hanging out and because I'm going to have extra time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got a big void to fill, and
and
I can do it that way.
Yep. So we'll all be here for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And spread the word. My shingle's out. My window's open.
Okay, I sure will.
Come get a happy meal, a happy reading, I'll call it. It comes with a soda. All right, Ricky, thank you.
All right, okay, I'll talk to you soon.
Good luck with everything.
Okay,
all right,
thank you,
everybody.
You too.
Okay, Ricky, hey, you're going to be a guest again soon, I hope.
Oh, you bet, you just tell me when.
With your iridology, a very interesting subject. Okay, we'll have to put something together. And,
all right.
I'll be in touch with you.
Okay. Sounds good.
Good. You have a good night, Ricky. Thank you.
You too. You take care.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right, everybody. Time has grown short. I don't think I can do another reading. I got maybe 2 minutes, so... I will thank yous all again, everybody that touched my heart and reached out to me, and the phone calls and everything that goes with it, the donations, the flowers, the gifts, the cards. I'm sorry, I got a scratchy throat. Today was my first day back to work, so... Oh, God, that was good. Right on air. A nice sip of tea. You know, not only did my life change so much, I also lost my office. They moved me out of the closet. I'm no longer in the closet, and I'm in my bedroom. And I'm facing a different way, and everything looks different, and everything feels different, and on top of what I'm going through on. So you know I'm one tough cookie. To deliver, to do readings all day under these circumstances, you know I'm one tough cookie. And she wouldn't have it any other way. I just want to say one last thing on air. I love you, baby, and I miss you. I'll never find another woman like you. Norma Jean Goger. I love you forever. I want to say goodnight, everybody. Take care. God bless you all. Listen to me. Don't go to bed mad. Love. If you have somebody in your life, anybody, go up to them and hug them and love them. And don't stop telling them how much you love them, because you never know. You just never know. Goodnight, everybody, and I will see you next week, Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And stop in Wednesday at Blog Talk for 90 minutes of craziness with Michael Goger. Good night, everybody, and God bless.